Ezra Levant explains Canadian media bias against truckers in Epic Thread. By Joel B. Polak on February 8, 2022. Ezra Levant, the founder of Canada's conservative Rebel News, explained in a lengthy Twitter thread Tuesday why the Canadian media is so biased against the truckers who are engaging in peaceful protest against vaccine mandates. Levant argued that the Canadian media are not only biased in favor of the left, as the American media are, but are also highly consolidated and controlled, and have been essentially bought off by government support, enforcing a liberal point of view. 1. The first thing to know about the media is that they're lazy. They'd rather rewrite a government press release than get up from their desk and report from the field, especially when it's minus 20 degrees out. So they repeat Trudeau's lie that the truckers are racist and sexist. 2. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 2. The second thing to know is that in Canada, more than 99% of journalists receive a payment from Justin Trudeau. Here's the list of the journalists who took Trudeau's $61 million pre-election payoff. It's more than 99% of working journalists. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 3. There is an illusion of media competition in Canada, but it's an oligopoly. Post Media, the largest recipient of Trudeau's media bailout, owns every English-language daily newspaper in Canada, except two. And even they just run the same wire copy as their competitors. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 4. And Trudeau's CBC state broadcaster is larger than all other news media combined. Every non-CBC journalist tailors their work so that, if they're laid off, they can get hired at the CBC, since it's too big to fail. It's the last resort. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 5. There used to be some conservative media in Canada, for example the National Post. But for years they hired woke leftist underminers. Personnel is policy. A majority of their newsroom signed a letter to fire their star columnist. They're no better than CBC. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 6. TV is the worst, of course. They are highly regulated by the CRTC, which has the power to kill any TV or radio station. They cancel a license of any company that airs conservative views that offend the regime. Example. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 7. When I worked at Sun News, I learned that the TV part of TV companies was economically unimportant compared to the cell phone and cable side of the business. That's how the CRTC pressures TV companies. News shows are a rounding error compared to regulatory givings and takings. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 8. These are all structural issues. But an obvious point is the lack of diversity in the news media. I don't mean race or sex, I mean intellectual and class diversity. The media party, as I call it, is politically and culturally homogenous. Urban, woke think-alikes. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 9. They don't know any truckers or farmers or anyone who works outside or wears a hard hat or a uniform. My favorite tweet from the Globe and Mail was this masterpiece. The reporter covering the working classes thought this was a wrecking ball and got scared. Picked out twitter.com/mnkqrbtw2n. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 10. How can this rotting industry, monopolistic, corrupted by government money, regulated by government censors, a political monoculture, infected by woke cancel culture, possibly cover a populist workers' rebellion? They are intellectually and structurally incapable of it. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 11. Psychologically, these middle-class narcissists. Every journalist must be a narcissist to believe the world needs to hear what they have to say. Cannot believe that the working classes reject them. They always posed as saviors of the working man. It made them feel better. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 12. So the Toronto Star, with its Marxist Atkinson principles, calls for martial law against working men. They're for the mass firing of unvaccinated union members, a violation of collective agreements. They're in bed with Big Pharma. They don't use the phrase pro-choice anymore. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 13. My point is, for the media to report what's really happening out there. 100,000 plus truckers across the country, 1 million people or more who cheered them along the way, would destroy not only the media's worldview but their self-image. They just cannot believe their eyes. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 14. The pro-Trudeau pollster Abacus shows that 32% of Canadians see themselves in the trucker convoy. If the truckers were a political party, they would immediately be in first place. This is enormous cognitive dissonance to the media party who keep calling it a radical fringe. pic.twitter.com/jqgk7krx. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 15. A reason why the media party narrative is failing is that a million people have had first-hand contact with the truckers. The revolution is being televised, just not on CBC. It's alive on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. These aren't racists, pic.twitter.com/87cz18g. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 16. So many institutions have failed during the pandemic. Parliament, the opposition conservatives, the courts, colleges of physicians and surgeons, police, etc. But the media has failed the most. But because they are immune to most consequences, they haven't noticed it yet. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 17. They don't understand why people don't trust them. Here's CTV, mad that the convoy they've been defaming for 2 weeks won't invite them into a press conference as an honored guest. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 18. The icing on the cake is that CTV is part of the government press gallery that excludes conservative media, like Rebel News, from the parliament. They voted to protect Trudeau from our questions, but they're accepting applications from Xinhua. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 19. CTV is huge. They're owned by Bell, the cell phone and cable company, that also owns two NHL teams. Which helps explain why they liked the lockdown so much, but lobbied for special exemptions for them, but not for your kids' hockey teams. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 20. CTV seems large to you, but it's unimportant as a business to Bell, it's a rounding error. Its value to Bell is the same reason Jeff Bezos bought Washington Post or Carlos Slim bought NY Times, it's a way to influence government. It's a lobby group. Your mind is the product. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 21. Even if there were an independent journalist at CTV, they wouldn't be able to contradict the corporate objectives of Bell. The Globe is owned by the Woodbridge Company. Post Media is owned by New Jersey's Chatham Asset Management. They're all political toys of billionaires. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 22. I have to go to work now, I'm not some government journalist like those at Trudeau's CBC state broadcaster. Or the 99% of Canadian reporters whose paycheck is directly subsidized by Trudeau. But let me leave you with this delicious moment. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 23. We had reporters at 9 different trucker convoys on the weekend. We're embedded at the border in Coutts. We've got half a dozen people in Ottawa, on the street, not safely tucked away in offices. So people choose our news over the media party's punditry. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 24. The whole world is riveted by what's happening in Canada. But who can they talk to about what's really happening? They could call the CBC, and I'm sure CNN does. But that's just Trudeau's point of view, it's not really telling you what's happening. So they call us. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 25. Yesterday alone our team must have done 10 foreign interviews. I was on Tucker Carlson, our young reporter at Lincoln J was on Hannity, I'll have to find that clip. Those two shows are, what, 8 million views. pic.twitter.com/9s0lmpjljs. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. 26. So what's a government journalist to do? Here's the CBC, reduced to tweeting about our reporter appearing on Fox. She's rage-tweeting at people with 10 times the viewership she has, even though, because? She has a $1.5b/year subsidy. Ezra Levant, at Ezra Levant, February 8, 2022. As if to underline Levant's point, the lead editorial in the Ottawa Citizen, the hometown paper of Canada's capital city, on which the truckers have converged, is, "Freedom Truck Convoy Isn't the Right Way to Protest." The paper gave enthusiastic and empathetic coverage to Black Lives Matter protests throughout the city in 2020, in which Prime Minister Trudeau joined. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.